I remember last year, as an association of parents in Kenya, we are the ones who came out and pointed out the kind of fraud that was going on in the Ministry of Education. But it's quite unfortunate that our government never took serious action to address those issues. So I think the suspension of the aid by the British government will go a long way in making the government now to act, because the people who are involved in the fraud and the mismanagement of the funds are still very much working with the Ministry of Education. And therefore, I think time has come that now our president of Kenya, His Excellency Kibaki, needs to take a quick action to save the lives of 8.6 million children in our country.
According to the British government, it is looking for an alternative way through which it could channel this money directly to the schools. Would you be satisfied if this money was to be given to, say, non-governmental organizations to channel it to the students?
I think that's a good move, because I remember 2 years ago, we had the same problem with the health funds, the grants that were coming for HIV/AIDS. And I remember that the same money was now taken from the government and given to the NGOs. And I can tell you that it is now working very well in our country. Those NGOs, there is a lot of accountability. They have systems and they are able to work with the grassroots communities.
I must say that we try to reach people in the Ministry of Education to speak to us on this matter. And it seems that no one was willing to speak to us on the record about it.
One of the things that I want to tell you is that our Minister of Education officials are not open, and they would not want to come out clearly because they know what has happened to the Minister of Education. And I believe that that if they were truly in whatever they are doing, they should have come out clearly to answer some of the queries that are there, because there are several audit reports that were conducted and that had a lot of scandal involving the free primary education money.
How much weight do you, the parents, have in terms of the education of your children? Does the government listen to you, the parents?
I can say yes and no. Now, in one way, being a national association of parents, we represent quite a big constituency in the country. We have close to 7.8 million parents who have children in schools, and we have been able to influence a lot of policy changes in the country. But the only problem that I can voice out is that the participation of parents in the issues of governance of education in the country leaves a lot to be desired, because parents themselves do not participate in the national policy formulation committees. And therefore, in most cases, when the government formulates policies, you'll find that there is no wider consultation, especially for the parents who take their children to schools. So that one we find is a very big challenge in our country.
It says here that the British government is not yet confident that the Kenyan government has taken the necessary steps to prevent corruption. What is your view on this comment?
In terms of fighting corruption, I can say that the corruption in education in Kenya is at a very slow pace. I can say there is no political will.